This month, the Island Institute is traveling with four artists through nine communities on the ferry system, exploring the impacts and implications of climate change on culture, lifestyle, heritage, and economies in Southeast Alaska. The Tidelines Ferry Tour is visiting Ketchikan Wednesday and Thursday. They'll be at the Saxman Tribal House Wednesday night and Thursday at the Alaska Fish House. Here to tell us more about that is Peter Bradley, the director of Island Institute. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me on your program.
Thanks. Explain to us what the Island Institute is, first of all.
Sure. It's a small organization based in Sitka, Alaska. It started back in 1984, and I came on just a few years ago. And the Institute uses a variety of means to foster an exploration of how people live together well in community and what that means, and how people can live together well as part of broader natural systems. And so we think that those ideas of community and relationship to the broad natural world are important things to think about as we think about this sort of current crisis of climate change.
How did this Tidelines Ferry Tour come about?
Yeah, Tidelines happened as it's sort of an offshoot of two other programs that we have. Listeners may have heard of the Sitka Symposium, which ran from 1984 to 2009 and came back in 2014 for a summer. And that was a sort of literary gathering, books and their ideas and literature to the service of these questions about community and place. And then we've also long run a artist residency program, bringing artists, primarily writers, to Sitka for a month at a time to live and write and for a little while be part of the community. And so this is sort of the continued development of the residency program. We're traveling with these four artists. They're not all writers. We have a playwright and a mixed media performance and installation artist. A weaver will join us later in the tour. That's Terry Rothkar. And then we have someone we're calling a creative futurist who also has a multidisciplinary practice. And so they're traveling with us for the month. And we didn't initially imagine just doing another year of individual residencies in Sitka where they would spend a month at a time. But as we started thinking more about this theme and what would be meaningful for the artists and what would be meaningful for our community and for other communities, we decided to take the show on the road and have a bit of a whirlwind tour.
And I'm not sure how easy this question will be to answer, but how are these artists showing the implications and impacts of climate change on their culture? Not maybe get into great detail, but at least kind of an idea, like how are you as a performance artist able to express that?
Well, Alison Warden is the best example of this. Her family hails from Kaktovik, way up north. She's spent time living in Juneau and Anchorage and Fairbanks as well. And she was thinking about all of the sort of she wanted to communicate her community's sort of holistic experience of the changes that are happening up there, which are way more dramatic than the changes we're seeing down here, where ice is just disappearing and lifestyles that are completely centered around ice are becoming impossible to live and need to be entirely changed. And so she has this long-form performance piece. Well, it's a two-hour piece with a bunch of sort of chapters where in some she embodies a polar bear who's struggling with the increasingly long swims to find ice. But then she also she has some characters that address the people who are feeling positive about the influence of oil up there and people who aren't. And so she's just trying to through a series of voices, that Chantal Bilodeau, the playwright, is writing over the course of what sounds like a 10-year or so project. She's writing a play, a full-length play set in each of the 8 Arctic countries. So she's written one based in Norway and one based in Canada, and this is the starter research for her play based in Alaska. And that gives her a way to dig into the idea of getting to know some characters as they grapple with climate change in these very particular places. And then Terry Rothkar, who will join us later in the tour, she's a weaver. She weaves beautiful robes, and those robes contain stories. And she thinks of many Alaska Native art forms as sort of the original data storage device, as being really tidy containers for stories. And she'll be talking about those ideas of how stories of place and community can be contained inside cultural artifacts and works of art. And then Michelle Quinsuet-Fung, who I referred to as a creative futurist, she has a drawing-based practice, but she extends that with writing and with performance. And she is imagining a world in 2084 where use of plastics has continued unabated, and all sorts of animals and creatures are dying off, and she's imagining a world that's heavily influenced by plastic in 2084. And so it's sort of a cautionary tale that is sort of her way of understanding what needs to happen at this point in time. And then finally, we're also traveling with Heather Powell, the director of Hoonah City Schools, and two of her high school students and 3 elementary school students who are going through their own process of understanding the place of traditional ecological knowledge systems in coming to terms with climate change, in particular in this region.
And there's the performance this Wednesday night from 7 to 9 at the Saxman Tribal House. Is that, will all of those people be performing?
That's right. They each have about half an hour. So unfortunately, Terry Rothkar is not joining us until Juneau, which is a couple stops later. But the other 4 that I mentioned, Chantal Bilodeau, Allison Warden, Michelle Quinsuet-Fung, and Heather Powell, they'll all be doing performances.
Okay, and again, that's Wednesday, 7 to 9 at the Saxman Tribal House. There's a suggested donation of $5 to attend that. And then on Thursday, from 7 to 8:30, you will be at the Alaska Fish House, and that's not a performance, correct? That's more of discussion?
That's right. And I think we're starting that one actually at 6:30.
Oh, okay.
At Alaska Fish House. And that's what we're calling a community conversation. And we're going into this with the idea that that Alaskans have this incredibly special knowledge about and sort of power of observation of how the world around them is changing and how they and their families and their friends are sort of coping with those changes and making adjustments themselves. And we think that sort of knowledge is something that people around the country, around the world, could learn from. The changes happening here are very different than the changes that are happening in California or in Florida or in Sudan. But around the world, people are dealing with very localized manifestations of climate change, and people here are seeing them more clearly and closely than I think a lot of people in urban centers, for instance, are.
You are visiting 9 communities, I understand, and is that from north to south? You're traveling all throughout the coastal communities?
No, the ferry system is not nearly rigorous enough for us to have a linear trip. So we're winding back and forth, spending 2 to 4 days in each of these communities. So we started in Sitka, and I'm in Wrangell right now. And then we've got Ketchikan and Cake and Petersburg and Juneau and Kodiak and Homer before we find our way up to Anchorage.
Okay. Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
I'd like to invite people to check out our site at iialaska.org/tidelines, and we're also doing social media stuff on the Tidelines Journey hashtag.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for joining me.
Okay. Thank you.
Peter Bradley, he's the director of the Island Institute out of Sitka. Again, Wednesday night from 7 to 9, there will be a performance from the Tidelands Ferry Tour at the Saxman Tribal House, and then a conversation, community conversation and discussion Thursday from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Alaska Fish House.